Greetings. Last week I was in Bulgaria and the Netherlands. I was blessed to minister yesterday at Everyone's Church in Mount Vernon, Washington. Whether it be in Bulgaria, the Netherlands, or at home in Washington, it is a great blessing to be a part of the family of God. My own family is blessed as well with an addition of James Anthony Doyle. Bonnie and I now have 6 grandchildren, and our family is 14 in number. God is surely good. As children of God, we are the light of Christ to our world. The foundation of our lives is made secure and growing by the power of Holy Spirit working in us. Holy Spirit in us is the testimony of grace that empowers us in all things. As people of grace, we know Holy Spirit working in our lives to be overcomers in our world, to be light to all who are in darkness. As children of God, we must live as people who know paradise restored. Paradise is only found in the place of God's abiding presence. When we know God resting in our lives, we discover the testimony of eternal life. Eternal life is knowing God the Father and Jesus, His Son, through an intimate connection with Holy Spirit in our hearts, John 17:3. It is found in a place of revelation, not one of striving. It is found in knowing Holy Spirit as the Spirit of the Lord in our hearts. Holy Spirit puts God's desires in our hearts that grant us a change in our being. This inspires us to live as children of God in this world. Our light is a light of knowing God's love. Revelation 2:7, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. As children of God, we also grow in living by faith towards God in all things. That faith works by love through a revelation of the one who loves us. This is knowing Holy Spirit as the Spirit of wisdom in all things. This wisdom is not self-seeking or self-serving wisdom. It is God-seeking and God-serving wisdom. In this, we shine as lights to our world, even in shaking times, because we have no fear of death. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, and thus we have life in this world and in all that is to come. We live empowered by God's Spirit to be kings and priests in our world. We do works that speak of our faith toward God, and thus we shine with the light of loving God. Revelation 2:11, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. As sons and daughters of God, we have a personal testimony in Christ. This is both inside and out. Our internal and external testimony to this world is given to us by knowing Holy Spirit as the Spirit of understanding. We are submerged in Holy Spirit to be God's holy people in our world. We trust the Word of God in our hearts and the change that comes to us from within. We shine with the light of responding to God with a heavenly testimony inside and out. Revelation 2:17, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. As sons and daughters of God, we bring life to our world as God's special people. We shine in the darkness of our world. We are givers of life as our Father is a giver of life, and by this we give light to the world around us. The Spirit of counsel empowers us to be givers of life to our world. Revelation 2, 26-28, he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give the power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and they shall be dashed to pieces like a potter's vessel, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. As God's people, we are a testimony of his praise to our world. We are clothed in Christ, and we walk in the works of Christ as God sent ones to our world as a letter of God's life by his Spirit of might. We are his people of praise. We shine as sons and daughters of God, each sent with a unique testimony of Christ's resurrection life to our world. Revelation 3:5, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot him out from the tree of life, but I will confess him before my Father and before his angels. Love is the strength of our communion with God and with one another. We are not shaken by the ending days of the world, for we are an eternal testimony of his intimate love. We are the people of God as his family, empowered by the presence of his powerful love. We live to love God and one another by the Spirit of knowing, as a light of communion with God and one another in our hearts. Revelation 3:12, He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from God, and I will write on him my new name. As sons and daughters of God, we are in partnership with God in Christ to reign in life. God's mercy has given us the right to know the power of God's reigning grace. The judgment of death has been defeated by God's judgment of mercy and eternal life for all who believe. The spirit of the fear of the Lord empowers our hearts to be zealous for the house of God. We shine with the eternal purpose of God's kingdom in all things. Revelation 3:20-21. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Blessings. Ted J. Hansen.